Praise the Lord. There is joy in this place. Somebody there is joy in your place right there. The joy of triumph, the joy of salvation, the joy of healing, the joy of miracle is coming your way. What are you there? Raise up that hand. Joy. Everybody shout joy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight and bless your name. I pray, Lord, there'll be joy in every heart. The joy of triumph, the joy of salvation, the joy of healing, the joy of signs and wonders. Perform it tonight in every life, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because I know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord bless everyone. Sit down in the blessing of the Lord. Tonight, we come for triumph. We celebrate triumph in the past. We celebrate even triumph at this time. And the Lord himself will grant you triumph. Are you there? What are you? It's tonight. I said it's tonight. You will have it in Jesus' name. I'm reading from Luke chapter 10. And I'm reading from verse 17. And the 17 returned again with joy. And the 70 returned again with joy. Tonight, you'll be one of them. Because joy will come to your heart. Because joy will come to your home. Because the joy of triumph will come to you tonight. The 70 returned with joy. Saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name.
By me, none away. Devil mokpo.
Even the devils are subject unto us.
Devil mokpo.
Every evil power will fall before you tonight. Every negative sin will be taken away from your life. He will forgive your sin. He will save your soul. He will open those blind eyes. That lame person in the wheelchair, you'll rise up and walk. Miracles will happen to you tonight. In verse 18, and he said unto them, Abel Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And then in verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. I thought you'll say, amen. Notwithstanding, rejoice not because of this. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. That the spirits are subject unto you. But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Tonight, your name will be in God's register. Am I talking to someone? Somebody there tonight. Your name will enter God's register. Tonight is a night of triumph. And I want to look at the word of God with you briefly on our triumph through supernatural connection. You wonder why you are there tonight. There's going to be a connection between you and heaven. Connection between you and the Almighty God. Connection between you and the Savior. Connection between you and the Healer. When that supernatural connection takes place, your triumph will come. Have you heard about these people? What made Moses to have triumph over Pharaoh. Supernatural connection. There was a man called Joshua. He went on the battlefield against the Amalekites. What gave him triumph and victory? He had divine connection. You read about a man called David. Goliath was a fearful person. A fearsome person. A frightening person. A terrible giant. What made David to triumph over him? It came in the name of the Lord. He had the supernatural connection. You've heard about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How did they triumph over Nebuchadnezzar's fire? Their divine supernatural connection. You've heard about the centurion. His servant was tormented of the devil. What made him to have triumph over that harassment of the devil? Supernatural connection. Did you hear about the woman with the issue of blood? She said, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. That touch, that supernatural connection, brought a miracle she'd been searching for 12 years. Tonight, your miracle has come. Once you make that connection, it will happen to you tonight. I said it will happen to you tonight. The disciples were in the boat. A storm arose. They were afraid they were going to die. But Jesus was there. When Jesus gets to you tonight, all the storms of your life will vanish away. He rose up and said, peace be still. That supernatural connection made all the storm to come down. Peace in your soul. Joy in your soul. Triumph in your life. Victory everywhere around you. Because of the supernatural connection. Our triumph through supernatural connection. Three things before we pray. Number one, the privilege and the power for sonship. There is no connection higher than being a child of God. There is no connection higher than the connection of sonship. The privilege and the power for sonship. Number two, the proclamation of power over sickness. I come to proclaim to you tonight. I come to announce to you tonight that your sickness will bow before the name of Jesus. I come to assure you tonight that miracle will come to you when I mention the name of Jesus. The proclamation of power over sickness. Over Satan. Over evil spirits. Over every circumstance in your life. Your time has come. This day will not pass you by. Power over your sickness. Power over that evil thing tormenting your life. Thank God you are there tonight. Miracle will come to you that place. There will be joy in that place where you're sitting or standing. Number three, our preparation and power for the supernatural. Our power for the supernatural. Number one is a privilege and power for sonship. Our privilege is a privilege for you. It is a chance for you to make your connection. I talk about connection. You have electricity coming to your house. There's no failure at the station. But you see, there must be a connection between your house and the power. power. You might be a nice man, a good man. A nice woman, a beautiful woman. But you don't have connection with power. There'll be no light. You might speak grammar. You might know science. You might go to university. You might go beyond university, but you don't have any connection. There'll be no light in your house. You might be an illiterate. You might be a farmer. You might be a street boy. You might be a street girl. If you make the connection, light will come. I'm telling you tonight, it's not about who you are, it's about the connection. Somebody there tonight is going to make the connection. Connection with heaven. Connection with God. Connection with Jesus. Connection with salvation. Connection with healing. It doesn't matter whether you have ever been to any church or not. All you need is the connection. Tonight I connect. Somebody there say tonight I connect. The connection for sonship. That's why it says in John chapter 1 verse 12. But as many as received him. You see that? As many as received him. It's a matter of stretching out your hand. You cannot just fold your hand and make connection. The light is coming in. The switch is there. All it needs to take, you stretch out your hand and then make the connection, the light will come. Light is coming to your soul. Light is coming to your spirit. Light is coming to your life. You stretch out your hand and you make the connection. As many as received him. Somebody there is receiving him. Somebody there is receiving him. Where are you there? Somebody there is receiving him. And as many as received him, to them, without exception, to them, without discrimination, to them, without partiality, to them, without rejection, to them, he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Connection. You see there? I said, you see there? The person is going to make the connection. Is she there? Tonight is that night. How do you make the connection? We're talking about making connection with the Savior. We're talking about making connection with the supernatural. We're talking about the connection that makes you a child of God. A, B, C.
B, C.
A, abandon.
A, koromodo.
B, believe.
B, banaido.
C, continue.
C, balawan.
When you switch off that switch in your house, you switch it on and leave it there. If that fridge is going to work, switch it on and let it continue. If that fan is going to roll, switch it on and let it continue. And if that light is going to keep on shining, switch it on and let it continue. Abandon your sin. I turn away from sin, I turn to the Savior. I turn away from darkness, I turn to the light. I turn away from condemnation, I turn to justification. I turn away from Satan, I turn away to my Redeemer Christ. Abandon your sin. Because the Bible says, he that covereth planteth a seed shall not prosper. And look at somebody. He's trying to cover smoke. You cannot do it. He's trying to cover a bad odor. You cannot do it. He's trying to cover something that is coming from a perilous, dirty latrine. Allow me to use the language. You cannot cover your sin. It's like smoke. It's coming out. It's coming out. You cover it with a smile. You cover it with good words. Like smoke, that thing will come out. He that covereth a sin shall not prosper. You see, God, you don't have eyes to see this. I cover it away from you. He says, Christ, you don't know this one. I cover it away from you. It's an insult on the all-seeing God to think you can cover anything from him. But he that confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall prosper. Somebody there tonight is here to prosper. Somebody there tonight is here to prosper. You confess. You forsake. Bye-bye to Satan.
Bye-bye, Satan.
Somebody tell me bye-bye to Satan. Bye-bye to darkness.
Bye-bye
to sin.
Bye-bye, say for 1 year.
Abandon your sin. Believe.
Sir,
what shall I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe he came for you. Believe he died for you. Look at him on the cross. Before your shame. Before your suffering, he took your punishment. Believe, and you are saved. I don't know how to believe. You were told, we're going to have preaching. You are expecting it. Just believe. You are told that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever from the south, from the east, whosoever from the west, from the north, whosoever from your house and your community, whosoever from any direction, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe that. I said I believe that. What are you there? I believe. I can't hear you. I believe. I believe. I am that whosoever. I am the whosoever. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Abandon. Believe the Savior. C is to continue.
C.
What if you switch on that switch in your house? And as the light is coming up, you switch it off. Darkness will come back again. What if you switch on that switch? As the fan is trying to roll, you switch it off. Rolling will stop. What if you switch on the switch for the fridge? While it's just about to cool what you put inside there, you switch it off. The cooling will stop. What if you say, I believe in Christ? And then after tonight, then you switch him off. You don't talk to him anymore. He doesn't talk to you anymore. You don't continue with him. You switch off. Darkness will come back.
And then you
A, B, C.
A, B, C.
Abandon your sin. B, believe the Savior.
B,
continue in the Spirit.
C,
Continue in the spirit. All those sins of the flesh, bye-bye. All those sins of the devil, bye-bye. And tonight, I make my connection. Somebody there, tonight, I make my connection. Somebody there, I make my connection tonight. That's a privilege and the power for sonship. As many as receive. Received him. To them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Any believer there? I believe anyone there? I believe anyone there? It will happen to you. Number two now, the proclamation of power over sickness. That your sickness will be healed tonight. That infirmity will vanish away tonight. Proclamation. Announcement. Declaration. I come to announce to you that Jesus has not changed.
Jesus not there.
That Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Jesus,
I come to proclaim to you that God is ever the same. He says, "I am God. I change not." Look at him. He healed the leper. Your healing has come. Look at him there. He made the lame to rise up and walk. Your own time has come. Look at those blind eyes. Jesus has them.
Jesus,
what do you want me to do for you? He said that my eyes may be open. Be it unto you according to your faith. The eyes were open. And Jesus is still here today.
Jesus,
is by your side there. Are you there? I said it's by your side there. Are you there? I said the healer is by your side there.
This
centurion came to Christ. The servant was sick at home. And then he said, "Lord, have mercy on me. My servant is grievously tormented at home." Matthew chapter 8 verse 7, and Jesus said unto him, "I will come and heal him." I will come and heal him. He'll get to your place tonight. He'll get where you are tonight. He will come and heal you. I said he will come and heal you. Where are you there? He is coming to heal you. Joy of healing tonight. Joy of miracle tonight. Joy of deliverance tonight. Look at the centurion. And the centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy." Unworthy people also get healed. Unworthy people also get miracles. Unqualified people get miracles. I am not worthy that that should have come under my roof. But speak the word only. Speak the word only. He said the word only. Why speak the word only? Everything you see now, the whole world, the whole universe, it came to be by the word only. When God said, "Let there be light," there was light. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. When the children of Israel were by the Red Sea, the word only. Tell them to march forward. Move forward. Tonight, if you are lame, after the prayer, power will be deposited in your body. Give me a good by answer. Say amen. And that power is there already. And when I say stand up, you see that the power is there. Open your eyes. You open those blind eyes. You see the power is there. Check up yourself. You'll find the power is there already. And so the centurion said, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. He said, because I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. He was saying, I have authority over the soldiers under me. And you, Jesus, you have authority over sicknesses, over demons, over evil powers. And so Jesus commended his face. And he said in verse 13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. I believe it will be done unto you tonight in Jesus' name. Jesus never lost any case. He never failed to heal any sickness. Every sickness presented before him, he healed everyone. On my left hand side, there, miracle coming your way. Right in front of me, there, miracle coming your way. Hey, look at that. On my right hand side, your miracle has arrived. And those who are outside, you are hearing the sound of my voice. Jesus is there by your side.
Jesus.
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about, doing good. Doing good. He never does evil. You come to him tonight, he will do you good. I said he will do you good. And he will do your family good. He will do Bayelsa good. Receive Jesus.
Jesus,
mercy and goodness will never stop in your life. He went about doing good. Look at this, and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. And he says, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. That's why your miracle has come. I thought I'll hear an amen over there. Number three now, the preparation and the power for the supernatural. Preparation. Miracle is coming, preparation. Salvation is coming, preparation. The supernatural is coming upon your life, preparation. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Look at Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. For that salvation to come. For that healing to come. And for that power to come upon your life. The preparation and the power. It says in verse 37 of Acts chapter 2, the last line there, men and brethren, what shall we do? Men and brethren, what shall we do?
Do
we go to River Jordan and get some water? Men and brethren, what shall we do?
Do
we go to Calvary and dig some sand there and bring to our house? Men and brethren, what shall we do? Are we going to take a box of oil? Men and brethren, what shall we do? Are we going to have some candles to be burnt? Men and brethren, what shall we do? You don't have to go anywhere. Where you are right there, you know what you do. You make the connection. Somebody will make the connection there. When you make the connection, every miracle you need will come to you in Jesus' name. Look at verse 38. And Peter said unto them, repent.
Not so.
Repent. What does that really mean, repent? Look up here. You are facing somewhere. All you can see is darkness. You are facing somewhere. All you can see is evil power. You are facing somewhere. The direction you are facing, all you can see is evil spirit. All you can see is Satan. Repent. The light is shining behind you. Repent means turn around. Turn from the darkness and face the light. Sin is in front of you. Turn around. The Savior is behind you right there. It says turn around. Turn away from sin. Turn to the Savior. Turn away from darkness. Turn to the light. Turn away from wickedness and turn to the mercy of God. That's all. Repent and believe. Repent and believe. It is not a physical turning. You can stand there and turn in your mind. And turn in your heart. And turn in your will. And turn to Jesus. Somebody there, where are you? I turn to Jesus. Where are you there? I turn away from sin. I turn to the Savior. I change the direction of my life. I'm no more facing darkness. Jesus is the light of the world. I turn to Jesus. Somebody there, I turn to Jesus. I take him as my Savior. I take him as my Lord. I take him as my healer. I take him as my redeemer. I take him as my deliverer. I switch on to Christ. But I won't switch off tonight. I won't switch off this week. I won't switch off this month. I switch on. I turn away from sin. I turn to the Lord. And I switch on. I never will switch off again. But I switch off Satan permanently. I switch off darkness permanently. I switch off wickedness permanently. I switch off curse permanently.
Hey,
I switch on to the light permanently. I repent. I believe. And I will continue. What are you there? The Lord is looking for you. Abandon your sin. Believe the Savior. See, continue in the spirit.
Heads
bowed and eyes closed.
Heads
bowed and eyes closed. Your salvation is available right now. Forgiveness is waiting for you. Eternal life is waiting for you. If you just say, I believe.
I believe.
I believe that salvation will come immediately. Praise the Lord, the Savior is near. Praise the Lord, your salvation is near. Switch off the devil. Switch off your sin. Switch off all the wickedness. And switch on to the Lord, your Savior, Jesus Christ. It's bowed and eyes closed. You're saying, I want Jesus to be my Savior. I turn away from my sin. I turn to Jesus now to be my Savior. You will raise up your hand. You want to switch on. Make your connection. Make the connection right now. Lord, you are my Savior. Jesus, you are my Savior. I turn away from my sin. I turn to you as my Savior. Where are you to my left? Raise up that hand. Where are you in front of me? Raise up that hand. Where are you outside there to my right? Raise up that hand. Anywhere outside the stadium, where are you? I want Jesus to be my Savior. I repent. I turn away from sin. I turn to the Savior. I believe he died for me on the cross of Calvary. Raise up that hand. If you're raising up your hand, why don't you stand up? Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. He's my Savior. Where are you? He's my Redeemer. Where are you? Anywhere you are, you're raising up your hand. You're making connection with the Almighty through Jesus Christ. Raise up that hand and stand up. Stand up. What are you there? As you stand up, just tell the Lord quietly right there, Lord, I come. Lord, I come. You are my Savior. I turn away from Satan. Jesus is my Savior. I turn away from my sin. Jesus is my Savior. I receive him. I receive him. As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Are you standing now? Make up your mind, stand up. Raise up your hand and stand up. And keep that hand up. I'm going to pray with you. This is your night of salvation. Bayesa say, give me a good amen.
Bayesa said, more power.
Keep standing and keep up that hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. As deep and deeper than the ocean. Broader than the sea. It covers everyone. You will never reject anyone that comes to you. All those who have raised up their hands and their standing. And they're saying they turn away from sin and turn to Jesus as their Savior. Forgive their sin, Lord. Cleanse their lives, Lord. Grant them your salvation, Lord. Let the joy of salvation come to them right now. And through you, Lord Jesus, they now make the supernatural connection. Confirm their salvation in Jesus' name. Let there be peace in their hearts. Joy in their soul. Eternal life with their spirit. Write their names in the book of life. Confirm that salvation in every heart, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus said, tell me.
I'd love to hear that Bayesa voice again. Give me a Bayesa voice. Amen. Your time of miracle has come. Where are you there? Your healing has come. Your deliverance has come. We're going to pray. And once you hear the final amen, that means it is so. It is confirmed. Then you check up yourself. There'll be a shout of joy. You'll take miracle back home. Healing back home. Deliverance back home. Where are you there? You raise up your hand for your miracle. And then you lay your other hand on yourself. With the final amen, you check up. The miracle will be there. Father, in Jesus' name,
Papa,
we thank you for your power. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. We thank you because your promises will never fail. I bring all your people before you. In your love and mercy, touch everyone, heal everyone in Jesus' name. That spirit of madness, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. That spirit of epilepsy, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. That swelling in your body, I command you to dissolve right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Anything that is swollen any part of your body, I command it to come out in Jesus' name. That cancer be healed in Jesus' name. Also be healed in Jesus' name. Asthma be healed in Jesus' name. That issue of blood, I command you to dry up in Jesus' name. Pile be removed in Jesus' name. Diabetes be healed in Jesus' name. That high blood pressure, you are healed in Jesus' name. An incurable disease in your body, long-standing sickness in your body, I command that long-standing sickness come out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who are blind. Lord, touch those blind eyes. Blind eyes be open and begin to see in Jesus' name. Cataract be removed in Jesus' name. Glaucoma be removed in Jesus' name. Every bandage of the devil that blocks your sight, I command that bandage to be loose right now. Receive your sight. Open those eyes and see. I pray for those who are deaf and dumb. Lord, touch those deaf ears now. Touch those dumb tongues right now. Begin to hear, begin to speak in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are lame, paralyzed, having stroke, one leg shorter than the other. Lord, send forth your power. Touch that short leg. Grow out in Jesus' name. Those broken bones be healed in Jesus' name. Paralysis vanish away in Jesus' name. Polio and stroke be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for everyone that needs healing, deliverance, or miracle. Shower your blessings upon them. Like rain falling from heaven, let it fall everywhere in Jesus' name.
To the
right, to the left, in front of me, at the middle, behind and outside, healing everywhere, deliverance everywhere, miracle everywhere, signs and wonders everywhere, triumph and victory everywhere. Lord, confirm it in every life. Thank you because I know you have answered. And I know it is done. In Jesus' name I pray.
Jesus, tell me.
Praise the Lord, you are healed. Praise the Lord, you are delivered. Praise the Lord, you have got your miracle. You do what you were not able to do before. If you are blind, open your eyes now, you can see. You brought anybody there for don't test them, they can hear, they can speak. Anyone depending on crutches, with the crutches now, you can stand, you can walk. You want the wheelchair, you can rise up and walk. Check it up. Your miracle is there.